بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد Devilish dreams. Sayyidina Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, good dreams are from Allah ta'ala and evil dreams, that is frightening ones, are from shaitan. No shaitan wishes to frighten or confuse one through such dreams. Do not narrate evil dreams. Sayyidina Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala narrates that when a person sees a good dream, he should only narrate it to those whom he loves. And when anyone sees a bad dream, he should not narrate it to anyone. Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I dreamt that my neck was being cut off. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled and said, when shaitan interferes with you in your sleep, then do not narrate the dream to others. Note, devilish dreams have no interpretation as such. However, sometimes one has a strong feeling that a scary dream was indeed a true dream and not the interference from shaitan. In such cases, the dream could be interpreted. After seeing an evil dream, what should a person do? Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if a person sees an evil dream, he should change sides. If he was on the right hand side, turn to the left. If he was on the left, turn to the right. Spit three times to his left. Seek Allah ta'ala's protection from the evil of it and ask for a good one. In a narration of Ibn Sirin, recorded by Imam Bukhari, rahimahumullah, it is mentioned that one should perform salah immediately after seeing such a dream, and one should not narrate it to anyone. Note, Hafidh ibn Hajar, al-Asqalani, rahimahumullah, narrates that the following etiquette should be adhered to after seeing a bad dream. Number one, one should seek Allah Ta'ala's protection by reciting the likes of A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajim. Number two, one should spit to the left side. Number three, one should refrain from discussing it with anyone. Number four, one should change sides. Number five, one should stand up to perform salah. Some ulama have even suggested the recital of Ayatul Kursi on this occasion. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi has written that performing salah encapsulates all the above etiquette. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.